Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge. It's been said that a recruiter's work is never done, and I tend to agree. Learning new requisitions, hunting talent, interviewing talent, introducing talent to management, closing the deal, and repeating the process is necessary. Managing all of this is difficult, but mastering a process of time management takes talent and a bit of education. Well, my next guest has both. Russ Moon will be sharing time management strategies for recruiters next on The Recruiter's Lounge.
Today with Russ Moon. Russ is a member of KPMG National Research Team. He is an AIRS Certified Internet Recruiter and an AIRS Certified Diversity Recruiter who holds an MBA from Strea University with high academic honors. How are you, Russ?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me in the Recruiter's Lounge.
My pleasure. I was looking at this recent magazine, Fortune, I believe it was, and on the cover they're talking about time management. And, you know, as they say, a recruiter's work is never done. But I understand that you somehow manage to stay ahead of the curve. But what is your secret for time management?
Okay. My secret for time management is large doses of caffeine, B12 injections, and portable oxygen.
Okay.
And I've had two of those just prior to these calls, to this call. I'll share with you a handful of easy-to-execute behaviors that can make a difference for you and possibly some of your listeners.
Okay.
And there will be some recurrent themes evident if you listen closely.
Sure.
First of all would be planning. We need to be fundamentally sound. So we need to start off by backward planning from your desired result to determine what must occur today, now. Mm-hmm. What has to happen, and then plan backwards from there. So what has to happen today, tomorrow, this week, this month, for you to achieve your desired result? And then once you've determined that, break your work down into bite-sized pieces that you can actually achieve in a certain segment of time. For example, I might say to myself, okay, I'm going to mine at least 5 candidates in the next 2 hours. So I'm giving myself a bite-sized goal that leads to the bigger goal.
Mm-hmm.
The second issue would be staying tethered to activities which move you towards those goals that you considered strategic before you became, quote, busy. There are a lot of things that happen during the day that can distract you from your strategic goals. But when I say tethered, that means you're not going to move too far away from those things that are going to, those activities, they're going to result in you completing the task that you're responsible for.
Okay.
Okay, the second issue would be a couple productivity hints. The first one is let the washer, dryer, and dishwasher run while you vacuum. And this was some advice a friend of mine gave me some time ago, and I was going to visit him. He says, you know, do you have dirty clothes? Why aren't you letting those wash while we're out? They can be done when you come back. And so, contrary to some expert advice, I attack my email the first thing, but I don't allow it to absorb my entire being. So I come in, I open up my primary email account, and I will rapidly scan through that email, providing either a prompt response, I will ask a question, or I will delete it if it adds no value. But I'm going to get my email churning to get the answers that I need answered that particular day to achieve my goals for that day. So later, while I am performing these other tasks that were considered strategic before I got busy, those questions are getting answered in my background via email. My phone is going to start ringing with the person I need to speak to on the phone, and this is happening while you've already started something else. And I will devote initially when I come in 30 to 40 minutes maximum, but I won't let it absorb me. But I'm keeping that time limitation to force me to rapidly either delete it if it's no value, respond to it with a quick answer, or ask the questions to get the answer that I need.
Okay.
The second tip would be using multiple